I'm Mark Sutter with a look at KJAN Sports on this Saturday, looking at high school basketball scores from last night. In girls action, Atlantic lost to Kemper Catholic 49-37. Cam over Arweba 43-39. Also, Griswold beating East Mills 44-32. I-35 over West Central Valley in girls action 49-41. Glenwood lost to Red Oak 50-46. Shenandoah over Clarinda 58-47. And Tri-Center beating Oakland Riverside 47-10. On the boys' side of things, Atlantic boys beating Kemper last night by a score of 69-59. Also, Arweba over Cam, 66-16. Red Oak boys losing to Glenwood, 58-45. Griswold over East Mills, 32-26. Maple Valley Anthonoto beating Boyer Valley, 82-43. Clarinda losing to Shenandoah, 68-54. Peyton Sherdan beating Glidden Ralston last night, 62-52. Tri-Center over Oakland Riverside, 70-44. Also, Woodward Academy boys beating West Central Valley boys, 85-60. And high school basketball coming up this afternoon at 3:30 as the Atlantic boys traveling to Council Bluffs to take on St. Albert. We'll hear that game here on AM 1220, FM 101.1. Tennessee scored four times in the first half and three in the first quarter before Iowa got on the board. And the Volunteers went on to an easy 45-28 victory over the Hawkeyes in the Tax Slayer Bowl on Friday in Jacksonville, Florida. Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz credited Tennessee with coming out strong.
They played an excellent football game. They were ready right from the start, and we certainly couldn't match their tempo in that first half. So give them credit. They played a really good football game. Adventure to say probably the best they've played this year. It's credit to them. So, you know, for us, it's disappointing. You know, a lot of things that showed up cost us today.
As Barron says, it is a hard way to end the season.
Bottom line is that we got a great group of young guys and 16 seniors that just finished up. So I feel bad for every guy in the locker room, obviously, especially our seniors. But yeah, it's part of football, and we'll get up tomorrow and move forward.
Running back Mark Weissman scored Iowa's first points on a touchdown run with 3:43 to play in the second quarter, and another scoring run in the fourth quarter. Hawkeyes never got back in the game. A senior linebacker, Quentin Alston, says that they had a very tough start.
It was tough to put points up on the board. It was a lot of miscues, just assignment errors and things like that. But, you know, credit those guys. They played hard, and they made it tough on us in that first half especially.
He says that they were not overwhelmed by Tennessee's speed.
At all, not at all. But, you know, those guys were athletic. Anybody that has athletes is dangerous, but we were ready to match that. I don't think that was really a factor.
That was Iowa's third straight loss as they finished the season 7-6 overall, which was disappointing to many. Coach Ferentz was asked where the program stands.
Well, we're 7-6. You know, this is 2014. I know it's a 15 now. I know I had to miss New Year's, but we're 7-6. We've been 7-6 before. We've been 4-8. And we've been 11-1, 11-2. So, you know, that's where we're at. Your record is what you say it is, or yeah, you are what your record says you are, according to Bill Parcells. Pretty accurate description. And
Ferentz was asked if he was reading the temperature of the program outside, with people saying he should be fired after the poor season.
We had a coach to the west of us that's won a lot of football games that got fired. So that's, you know, that's, if you're in this profession, that's part of the deal.
Ferentz says he doesn't need to try to follow the temperature of the program.
Really, I think what I need to do is probably just take the energy that I can put towards the job and put it on our improvement, and that's typically what we've tried to do for 16 years.
Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta was asked after the game if he thinks there will be changes in the program.
And now that the season's finally over, he'll go through his process of preparing for what needs to happen so we can meet expectations in 2015. But we've talked, obviously, after the regular season, but we'll talk more in earnest as we go from here.
Barta would not say that there will be changes in the coaching staff.
I'm not going to speculate on anything about what we're going to do to prepare for 2015, but we'll start tomorrow.
As Jordan Canzeri was one of the few bright spots for the Hawks, rushing for 120 yards, Kevontae Martin Manley had three catches and became Hawkeyes' career reception leader. In other sports news in the bowl games, Brett Hundley ran for two touchdowns and threw for another as UCLA outscored number 11 Kansas State 40-35. Paul Perkins ran for 194 yards and two touchdowns, including a 67-yard scoring burst, and put the Bruins ahead by 12 with 220 remaining. Jake Waters was 31-48 and 338 yards, two touchdowns and an interception for the Wildcats. Meanwhile, Houston used three touchdowns and a couple of onside kicks to rally for a 35-34 win over Pittsburgh in the Armed Forces Bowl. Greg Ward threw three touchdowns in the final 3:41 and completed a game-winning two-point conversion after Pittsburgh went ahead 31-6 early in the fourth quarter. Interim coach David Gibbs opted for the win-or-lose two-point conversion try with 59 seconds left. Deontay Greenberry made a leaping catch in the back corner of the end zone to complete the Cougars' comeback. Mason Rudolph threw for 299 yards and two touchdowns in Oklahoma State's 30-22 victory over Washington in the Cactus Bowl. Desmond Rowland ran for 123 yards on 32 carries for the Cowboys as they avoided a losing season. Other football news in the college ranks, former Auburn and Iowa State head football coach Gene Chizik has accepted an offer to coach North Carolina's struggling defense. According to a person familiar with the situation, the person says that Chizik will receive a three-year contract. Chizik will replace Vic Koning, who's the associate head coach for defense the past three seasons, who recently left the program. And in college basketball news, University of Cincinnati basketball coach Mick Cronin will not be working games or practices for the rest of the season because of an artery problem. The 43-year-old says that he will do everything else he can with the team. Cronin has missed three games since December 20th when Cincinnati announced he had an aneurysm.